Morning, Geraldine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So tell us, what are the proposed changes that are looking to be brought in with this this new law?
Well, firstly, what's going to happen is the budget-based funding program that our services, the majority of our services are funded under, is going to be abolished when the new package comes into being. So what that will mean is our services will need to use the subsidised childcare package that's been proposed. Now that'll make our services match what mainstream services are going to do with their funding. Our services are really a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We provide, you know, sort of what we do within our services is a whole wraparound holistic service that we provide to our Aboriginal children. And what we're seeing is that this package will conflict with the service provision principles that we provide to our early year services. Because what they do is we support the well-being of our most vulnerable children in our families. So it's not just families' work choices. We prioritise African Torres Strait Island children that are not accessing or unlikely to access mainstream services. We have like unique features that overcome many of the access barriers that our families would experience trying to within the mainstream system.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, they're holistic and they're responsive to our children's and our families' needs within community. So it's about, you know, we provide a whole range of things like integrated language development and speech and hearing supports, as well as broader health and family support and capacity building and early intervention programs that we know work within our communities.
Just talking on these changes brought in by the Education Department and the government, Minister Simon Birmingham has said that a two-tiered system is out of date and that there are a number of additional checks and support available. Are these not enough, do you think, if this was to be brought in?
No, I don't believe that there are enough. What we're asking is there are two parts to the package. And what we're asking is, you know, there's the childcare subsidy, so that's fine, and we don't have an issue with that, and we know that it's probably going to provide, you know, access for families that do miss out, that are, you know, middle to high income earners. So that we don't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
What we do have an issue with is that we just believe that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who are from vulnerable families and from poorer families, that they will miss out. There's all those other things that I've spoken to you about. So what we're saying is within the childcare package, there's a safety net, and within that safety net, there's the community funding grants. And within that community funding grants, what we're saying is that would be an enabler for us to be able to provide a top up to the subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
It would enable us to provide all those other services that I've just talked about that we provide.
Mm.
So within that, what we're asking is $100 million, which is out of a $3.5 billion package for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander services. And we're saying that if that part of the package was tweaked, it would be able to enable us to be able to keep our services operating. They'll be sustained, and they'll be able to provide what we need to provide in community. Now, we're not asking for a two-tiered system. All we're saying is we want government to realise just exactly, you know, face reality of what happens within Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Mm.
You know, the talk of a gap is not there just for the sake of conversation. The gap in reality does exist. And if we don't keep working towards ensuring that our children are provided with quality, culturally good early learning services, then we're never going to close that gap. So that's what we're saying. We're saying that it doesn't need, we're not saying a two-tiered system. We're saying, look at and see how you can tweak this package to ensure that it meets Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander services that will provide best outcomes for our children.
Yeah, some really good points there, Geraldine. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for talking to me. And I just hope that that we're going to be able to ensure that we get what's right in the package for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Geraldine Atkinson, the Deputy Chairwoman of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, talking to us about potential changes brought in by the government and Education Minister Simon Birmingham around, it's called Jobs for Families Childcare Package, and just how that might affect some of the most vulnerable students and vulnerable young children around the country. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops in the coming months and weeks.